You know what it is. You know why you're here. We've made it. Episode 80. The season 8 finale.
We got the puppy with us. And no, we don't mean Summit.
No. Fuck that slut. This is Too Deep Podcast. And welcome to the finale. Hey. Hey.
Brought to you by Jack Daniels, Old Number 7.
Holy shit. You know what it is. Every fucking finale, we switch off from beer and we go to something a little harder. Today we're going back to whiskey, back to the same style drink of season 1. Maybe we run through all the styles again, get different brands. But Jack is just such a classic. You know it had to be on the list eventually.
Yeah, Jameson episode didn't end well for me, so this is...
It was definitely a shit show. But I think, as far as ranking the shit shows, I think it ranks pretty low for me.
Captain Morgan, obviously, number one. Jameson ranks second highest for me. Captain Morgan was by far...
You didn't think the tequila or the Hennessy... I think the Hennessy for me is number two, because that's the only one that I woke up...
the bottom of the list. Yeah. No, the Hennessy I handled... No. Hennessy I've handled fine until, like, when I went out after.
Yeah.
Then I went out and it turned into... Like, that's where the shit... That's where it happened.
Hennessy was the only one where I genuinely had a fucking massive headache the next morning. Like, I wasn't, like, dizzy, nauseous.
That's what happens when you get dark liquor, like...
Just a fucking beady fucking hangover.
Dark liquor like this.
Yeah, exactly. But you guys know, we gotta start the episode off with a shot. And that's what PK's pouring right now. Make sure you guys comment. What is your favorite hard liquor? We want some comments from the deep, right? We want to hear from you guys. We want to know what you guys like.
Fuck.
Just a little drop.
At least I have a paper towel there.
So that maybe, the next finale will have your hard liquor in it. And if you want to sponsor, you know, we haven't had a sponsor in a while. Maybe you want to sponsor a finale. Financially support the boys, because you know we are in the red.
Yeah.
Big time.
Think about the costs now at this point. I mean...
We would need, like, a $1,000 donation to be in the black.
Yeah. To be even.
I mean, think about it. The most expensive finale was season 3, because we had to go around buying all the beers. That was, like, $100-some.
Yeah, that was $160.
And then we bought a camera for one season. That was 8. So right there, we're already at the grand.
That's it.
And that's like we're still in the red with the grand donation. So
and forget about all the fucking six packs we've bought.
I mean, $10. Well, it's more than $10, but you have 9. Let's just do a rough estimate.
Let's just say they're $10.
Wait. Let's take the shot first, and then we'll get into this.
You want that one?
Cheers. Yeah, fuck the sticky one. That's definitely Jack. I need to... Whoa. Big shiver. Ugh. That just tastes like Jack. Whatever.
It's going to be a long one, Jack. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
So we'll say 9 out of 9 episodes that we have beer, we'll just roughly estimate
a mix
$10. It's a low ball. Times 10. Times the 8 seasons we've done, that's $720 on all the beers. Plus, we'll say $30 per season finale for the bottle, okay? Which is, again, a huge underestimate. So, 3 times 30, or I'm sorry, 8 times 30 is another 240 plus 720. Plus, we'll say an extra 160 for the that and plus 800... I'll also subtract 30 for one finale being a non-alcohol because I added the beers. And we're at $18.90 lowball. If how you much guys did you don't charge think
per six pack,
$10 It's extreme lowball. $10 per six pack, $30 per lick. 9 times 8, so 72.
You did 72 episodes. You
calculated? 72 beers plus $30 per liquor.
Yeah,
well, and the one episode that was 160.
Well, we had the sus thing, right?
Yeah, well, the sus was still about ten. I mean, mostly most of them are like 12. I would honestly say the average would be closer to 13. 12, 13. Because like Estella's what, 17?
No. No, like the some of the IPAs. Six pack of Stella's.
The IPAs, yeah, those are like 18, some of them.
Six pack of Stella's.
We get ass raids. Telling you. We don't just fuck around.
Yeah, I mean, the amount we've spent on this damn podcast, it's fucking unbelievable.
But over, it's over time. It's over the course of, that's $2,000 basically split between two people. So it's $1,000 each over the course of coming up to 2 years now.
Yeah.
One year and 8 months, you know?
And just to give you guys, like, an idea, like I was thinking about it today, and it's impressive how consistent...
Not too much coke.
It's impressive how consistent we've stayed.
Perfect.
You know?
Consistent, what do you mean?
In terms of, like, posting, dude.
I mean, like, yeah, I was thinking, here and there. No, okay, no, we also got to touch on that, too, because this is obviously a delayed finale. You guys are listening to this. No,
but I mean, like, it's season 8, right?
Yeah.
Episode 10. Up until from January 1st till now, let's say the release date was supposed to be
2021 January 1st.
January 1st, 2021 till now. If you did the math back then, the 80th episode would be released today. That's the point that I'm making. The 80th episode would be released today if you did the math. So we've released as many episodes, give or take. We had the week slip, we had a couple like finales delayed, etc. But
we've gotten it done.
We've gotten it done. You know, like, I look at, and this, I'm calling them out directly, you know, like, Kevin and Peter, like, Lux, I was looking today, I was curious, when their last podcast was posted, you know when it was posted?
I haven't been June.
That's like, July, and then before August. That, it was April, like, what's going on, you know, like, what's going on?
Like, we put out episodes, we give you guys content. And honestly, dude, like, every once in a while, I'll just go back and, like, start listening to an episode. And not to fucking stroke my own cock, but I laugh hard as fuck. What?
Oh, God.
There's a lot left?
Yeah.
It's okay. After the second drink is usually what we'll see. Make them a little heftier next time, yeah? Let's cheers this up.
All right, so where are we starting off? The beer shit?
The beers, yep. So we did the math. I got the Excel spreadsheet. Strong. We do have a few ties, which we didn't go over. Yeah, mine's pretty decent too. Alright. But basically, this is, I would say, our best season yet. Oh, I didn't update the numbers.
We should have done season averages.
I started to do that, so... Last season, for instance, was 7.09 average overall.
Yeah.
Minus these two. I don't know what the fuck happened, regardless. This one, oh, wait, no, it added. So, yeah, still 7.09. This season, 7.21. Now, you might not think that's a big jump, but for averages,
it is,
a .2 is a pretty big jump.
Or a .12.
Basically.
.12. Or, yeah, .12. So... So that's like a that could have been bad.
Yeah.
Percentile point. But yeah, I think that would, no, I think the one I think like no, that I mean it's a, it was a very good I mean it's a spread. It. We, it's we a have, big it spread.
Is, it's a spread. There's a big jump in the middle.
Yeah, we have
7 beers in the top 27. 1 2 3 4 5 6 beers in the top 27 and 3 beers below 45.
It's crazy.
Right now, our total beer count is 63.
Nuts.
We're the library is growing.
I mean, talk about like a diversity and taste palette.
We got it. We talk got it about all covered.
Talk about Budweiser tasting like piss.
Budweiser's still at the bottom.
Wait, is that the lowest rating anything's ever gotten? Did correct. I give it that? What did I give it?
You gave it a 2.2.
I've given multiple twos.
Yeah.
And 2.8 to Miller Lite.
My lowest
I was harsh on Miller. I was harsh on Miller Lite.
Yeah, you were. Wow. I mean, those are fucking booty-ass cheap beers,
and they
beers,
were in
though.
The cans, yeah.
Cans, they're watery. It's piss water. It's literally
Michelob
piss water.
Ultra, is shite.
I'm surprised Michelob is honestly that low, to be honest.
I mean, you have to be really shit to be below a 6. And one of those from this season has managed to do that.
Yeah, overall, but that's because I tanked
it. Yeah, because Caruso
tanked it. It was horrible. I did not like that beer at all. For me, that beer was in my bottom 5 as far as rankings go.
Yeah, you really didn't like that. I didn't mind it. I actually thought it was okay.
I didn't like that aftertaste. That aftertaste really shot me. But Elysian Space Dust is ranked 54. Now, we're not going to sit here. The list is too long, so we can't go over all of them like we used to. Obviously, you guys know we make the post. Instagram post for the finale is the list, so you guys can see where the other ones fall. But we'll jump up to the next one. We got a tie here. Also, wait. There's a tie with Elysian between Heineken and Asahi. I would put it below Heineken, above this one. I don't even remember what the fuck that
Asahi,
tastes like.
Asahi, that's...
That was dry. It's that Japanese beer, right?
That's the one we... yeah.
What?
No, I would put it below that.
You would put Elysian below both of them?
Yeah, because
you ranked
pure,
it highest
above
the
pure,
three.
But purely because you gave it such a shit score. Like, if a beer gets a shit score from one of us, it should be... Like that should, like, oftentimes, like,
Okay, so Elysian Space Dust has fallen even further to 56. It's official.
56 out of 63, really not good.
No bueno. But we jump all the way up. Another tie between Beck's and Bud Light Platinum.
Bud Light Platinum takes that.
Above Beck's, bro, the culture for me of Beck's. All I think about is my boy's father.
No. That's.
But I
that's
will say
fair.
Bud Light Platinum was better.
That's
I can't.
That's
yeah.
fair. No, you know why? I
we had that on the trip.
Yeah. Do you know what they were doing? Speaking of which, because we had this on the trip. Rumor has it, because the boys are on a trip now in Jamie. Rumor has it that the coach has been doing room checks.
What?
Can you imagine if they did room checks and we're fucking sipping on Bud Light Platinum's recorded?
I mean, we're fucking bench players, so... But they deadass do room checks now? That's
dude,
so soft.
No, because there's so many, like, new, like freshmen and new guys that, like, they want to make sure they're
bro,
not
we wouldn't
being
have been able to go out.
Yeah, but we had that, like, the night after. I doubt they're doing that the night after. They were checking the night before, I know that. And maybe the night after,
I've never had my room checked.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
You know, we never did. But, like, that was also, like, I'm just saying, like, they were doing that because they're on, like, a multi-game trip.
Yeah,
and, like, there's a lot of new guys. We had a lot
it's
of vets.
It's not just one
we
game.
Always had,
cause
always,
yeah, they're playing again on Sunday.
We always had vet guys that they trusted.
Yeah.
At the same time, like, they were wrongfully trusting. Yeah. But, I mean, like, at the same time, I don't think they gave a fuck, but... I don't know. It's also because, like, that one season, I mean, we were, like, wild. And
yeah, they didn't care, though, because we were winning games.
And the thing is, when we went to, like, Vermont and New Hampshire, there's nothing to fucking do there.
Yeah, exactly, bro. As soon as we switched to the Ace, or as soon as we switched to the American East.
Whack.
Beans, bro. A-Sun was lit, bro. Florida, Tennessee.
Yeah, bro. A-Sun, I tell these cats don't understand how lit the A-Sun was. Most wild thing that occurred.
Well,
you know, like that was, we had so many good experiences. But let's move on.
Beck's is at 48, and we'll jump to number 45, Yingling Golden Pilsner. This one actually, surprisingly, was that low. Paul's making an absolute shocked
face. No, I was looking
face.
For Yingling.
Oh, regular Yingling?
Yeah, it's down low. It's down at 58.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, Yingling. I told you, bro, Yingling's not that good. It just really isn't. And the stats don't lie.
I like it off the tap.
It doesn't
though.
Matter if it's off the tap, bro.
I know. No. I just always get surprised looking back because I really like it off the tap. I could pick that off. If it's off the tap, I could put it at a 7-0, to be honest. Like, I get it often off the tap. But let's move on to Superbok.
Big jump. Number 27.
Superbok.
Is that a tie? Here. We have a three-way tie, actually. 26, 27, and 28. I think, personally, Sapporo should jump above those three. So we have right now the tie
is between Sapporo, Superbok, and Corona. I like Sapporo's style. Yeah,
was tough. I think it was a very smooth drink. That's probably the only reason why I might put it over. I actually gave Corona Light and Sapporo the same score, but I would give Sapporo the jump just for presentation. Yeah. You know, Corona Light is great for beaches, but it's very particular. Like, I couldn't have that year round, I feel like. I feel like I could have Sapporo year round. It's more versatile.
Yeah.
Corona Light for me is one thing and one thing only. Outer Banks with the family on the beach. That's it. So we'll make that switch right now. So Paul, you want to go through the new rank?
Well, so now Corona Light is 27, Superbok is 28, and Sapporo is 26.
Alright.
So moving on to
top 20
Modelo Nera.
7.5. It is tied with two others, Kona and Stella Solstice Lager.
Keep them
the way they are.
Only thing, I would maybe put the Kona above the Modelo. Nah, keep it the way it is. I like Modelo.
I think Modelo's there.
I like Modelo.
I think I'll grab the Modelo above the Kona. I don't know that. But if I would do that, then we already decided Kona's above Stella, so.
Yeah. I mean, no.
Put it above. I like it. I leave it.
Yeah, leave it.
Jump up two spots, number 18, Castellan.
Castellan. I'm keeping that at 18.
Polish beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it. The Guinness was no bueno for me.
And tiebreaker, I'm always going to back up my Castellan.
You have to.
Woo! You playing in the tournament Sunday?
Yeah.
All right, bet. I'm going to. We're getting lit after.
Yeah, I'm done. Regardless.
Sorry, big side comments.
Big, big jump. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the top five. Number five. The Allagash Curio.
That, I almost feel guilty. I mean, first of all, that's like the highest.
Allagash White?
Yeah, I fucking love Allagash White. I can't believe it's at eight, dude. I feel like we did that so dirty. Oh, man. I love Allagash White.
I would put Allagash White above Stella. And then is it better than the off, than the variant?
I mean, I don't know. We got to keep it the way it is. I mean, that's how we rated it in the moment.
Maybe one time we'll take those two. That's the thing. It's very in the moment, right? We only had that one time for season three where we had them all bang, bang, bang,
back to back. But that's what we did, though, is Allagash, right? And Allagash and Stella were done in that thing.
Correct.
Wild. I feel like we did that dirty.
I think so, too. I personally think so, because whenever I see Allagash White, like, for instance, I went to a soccer game this past week with a few of my work friends.
I saw it on there.
Get it.
Like, that's like...
bitch is on the tat...
Bro, it's like, oh, yeah. No, that's like literally instant. You know where they have it on tap? Blarney Crack. Station.
Blarney?
Yeah. They have Allagash on tap.
I don't even know what Blarney Station is.
Bro, it's literally in Rutherford at the train station in Rutherford. It's right on the other side.
I don't know Rutherford. You forget, I'm not from here.
Bro, it's the town next over Lyndhurst.
So it goes North Arlington, you're Lyndhurst, North Arlington, Rutherford.
Lyndhurst, Rutherford.
Okay, well, I don't know that area.
You got to go to Blarney, bro. It's like 10 minutes from here.
All right, we out after this? Blarney's for some Allagash White?
Yeah, might have to be honest. Moves now made. That might be a wave.
Moves will be made, regardless. A shock. I've always, always, always preached that Victory for me is my favorite brewery. I obviously have more favorite beers. I have beers that are higher ranked. Golden Monkey
had the crown until.
Exactly.
Kentucky Coffee.
That was my favorite beer until we had that. And this season, we thought, you know, last season, number one got overtaken. Can they do it twice? No, but just fucking barely. Of the top three beers that we've had on this fucking podcast, two of them, ranks one and three, are from Kentucky Barrel. Obviously, we know number one was the coffee stout, but number three, this season, is the
bourbon barrel ale. Well, yeah, this was quality.
It was quality. Like, it's just the way that they blend the flavors.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Like, not to mention their high percentage.
Yeah.
And this is kind of what you see in our top three, right? Even four, because Punk King also was a high percentage. Okay? They're all IPAs, which is crazy. Crazy to me.
You want to know what's nuts? Look, Punk King's like my lowest rating.
But it's top.
Until like 11.
11, yeah.
It's my lowest rating in the top 10. But like you, that's your only nine.
The Pumpkin, bro, because it just it had that X factor. It had.
I mean,
X
I understand. I don't go against it. You know.
It's crazy, but you know, Kentucky Bourbon Barrel. It's just interesting.
I like how we have these statistics up.
Yeah, the Excel sheet helps a lot.
Oh my god, you guys don't like this. Is like really. I mean, it's interesting.
And honestly, this is why I like just audio more than having the video too, because we got to set up the whole video setting that takes like 30 minutes, and then I'm only using my laptop. We ended up using Juan's laptop because my laptop's fan gets so loud, and then Juan's laptop fan started going off like a couple episodes in, so it just and like I can't do as much, and like I'm hunched over.
It's a
over.
Pain in the ass.
I got dual monitors right now.
You
want to
know what's crazy? Wasn't that season 6?
No.
Yeah, that was season 6. 50. The episodes were in the 50s.
50s, they were. That was 2 seasons ago.
Yeah, now we're already like, we did 2 full seasons now.
And no one's asked for it. Fuck you guys. Just kidding. We love you guys.
That's right. We're glad. We're glad that we don't have to do that anymore. It's just way less stress, man.
Less stress, so much less more time, setup. Less effort.
Like a recording here, normally, like a normal episode takes like an hour 15.
I'd say total. An hour and a half.
Yeah, hour and a half.
By the time you get here, we probably take 30 minutes before we start recording, then the hour episode.
And just but it's not 30 minutes of prep work. Like it was.
Yeah, we're vibing. It takes 5 minutes to set
we
up.
We did like an hour of like prep.
And dead set ass.
Before like.
Checking the cameras.
Yes.
Setting them up. Setting up the room. Like, moving the couches. Background.
I mean, the real reason why we stopped doing video, like, the real reason was because we had to fire Juan.
Yeah. That's known.
Because, I mean, like, when you have someone so incompetent behind like, a camera, it's really hard to continue to do things. I mean, we tried our best to find, like, people who would replace Juan, but I mean, no one in their right mind would want to do
it's a lot of
this
pressure.
Job.
A lot of know? Pressure.
And I mean,
we're perfectionists here at 2D Podcast. We never mess up.
Yeah, and then when you get someone like that, I mean, it's never a recipe for success. Mm-mm. It's always going to lean towards a recipe for disaster. It was good while it lasted, but the camera work sometimes was very questionable. And, I mean, you know, it is what it is. That's our past. And, you know, I mean, we've come a long way. We've come a long way.
So, our new average, cumulative average, is a 6.85. Paul's average is a 6.88. My average is a 6.83. Me and Paul are 0.05. I'll say that fucking again. We are 0.05 away from each other on our average.
That moved this season because of your fucking low rating of the what do you call it?
Space dust?
Yeah.
It would have been closer, yeah.
Probably would have been. We're a whole 2.0.
Yep.
Damn, I gotta really not enjoy a beer for and you really enjoy one. to get back to like
facts
even.
That's but that, crazy. That kind of
that's probably our biggest gap, right?
Yeah. That no, might... that's definitely our biggest gap. A whole 2 point difference.
That's a full 2 pointer.
Yeah, 6-8, 4-8.
I mean, we rarely go like 1 point difference.
Rarely. Usually the guests will come in and maybe yeah, get a little bit out there.
Yeah, but that doesn't affect the. Do we incorporate that into the rankings anymore? No.
No. The rankings are just based off me and you. Correct. But
yeah, as it should be. We're the experts.
As you guys know, on the finale, we don't have just one topic. We like to pose some questions to each other, bring up some topics that we've seen, we want to hear each other's opinions on. Number one, you want to get straight into it? Because I mentioned it before. Paul doesn't know this story.
Oh, yeah. No, go ahead. Yeah.
So, let me paint you a picture. All right. It's Saturday morning. I wake up, go out, take a piss. There's a random Asian man sleeping on my couch. He's got luggage. It's open, clothes everywhere.
You didn't know who this
just a mess.
Was.
I've never seen him before in my life. Now Juan's door is closed, so I know Juan's here. So in my head, I'm just like, okay, it's one of Juan's boys. Now if you guys know Juan, this motherfucker is on a different time schedule.
Yeah.
He gets home late. He stays up late. Goes to sleep late or early. And then he'll sleep in until the afternoon. Okay? So I start, you know, doing my thing, cooking some breakfast, because Andrea goes to work, so I cook her some breakfast and we hang out. So I'm out and about in the kitchen, right? And everything's connected out in my living room. So he kind of wakes up and, like, he's just, like, talking to me. Like, he's mad. Like, he's just asking me, like, mad questions, like, about what am I doing, like... Like, he's my dad or some shit, you know? Or my mom.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever.
How
like,
old did he... Was he?
He's like a little younger. He looked a little younger than me, but probably around my age, right? And I won't mention his name. But... I'm like, I don't know who this kid is. So, Juan eventually comes out a little bit later. And, like, I leave. And when I leave, he's, like, asking me, what are you doing? Where are you going? Like, I'm like, I don't know this kid. He's not my friend. But like, I'm telling him, like, yo, I got to go take my dog Summit to go get a haircut.
Yeah.
So, like, I come back and, like, Juan's up by this point and, like, whatever.
So, yes, Juan.
This kid's got this big knee cut on his leg. Absolutely, like he's got patches. It's scraped bloody. I'm like, what the fuck? So, as me and Andrea are leaving, Juan is also leaving to go play some soccer. But this kid's, like, staying. And as we're leaving, I'm like, yo, like, who is this kid? And he's like, oh, he's one of, like, Seb's boys who you guys know. Like, he's from California. I thought he was from California, but apparently he's from Brooklyn regardless. And, like, he's, like, he just, like, came here, like, to meet Seb's. But, like, he's, like, staying here. He, like, stayed here the night. I'm like, okay. I come back, like, he's still there. And I start talking to him, right? And I'm asking him all this shit. Turns out, first off, one of the first things I noticed, he's got a $15,000 watch sitting on my counter. Studded out Rolex. Like,
really?
I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Apparently this guy, the night before, was on a moped, was fucked up off of Xanax, or a perk 30, that's what it was.
Okay.
Perk 30. Falls off, gets into an accident, scrapes his knee on the ground. This guy got robbed. 9 pounds of marijuana. 9 pounds robbed. Plus his wallet, which he had a shit ton of cash in allegedly. And now he has nothing. Right? I'm like, yo, what the fuck? So now I'm talking to Sebs. I'm like, yo, who is this kid? And it turns out that Sebs didn't even really know him. Okay? He, like, only knew him because he went to Japan, as you guys heard in the podcast. And, like, he was on FaceTime call with, like, some girl or something. And, like, he was one of her friends. And, like, they only that's how they met. And they only communicated through FaceTime. So he just, like, hit him up while he was around to, like, hang out. And, like, this guy's staying. And, like, I'm like, okay, well, this is Seb's friend, allegedly. So shouldn't Sebs be the one taking care of him, right? Why is he staying at my house? Okay? Because, in all honesty, this guy's low-key sus as hell.
Yeah, of course.
Right? He turned out to be a cool dude, right? Very cool guy. Very respectful. But very sus. Yeah,
like, why?
I kind of don't want that kind of shit in my house, you know? So Sebs isn't taking him. So then he keeps staying, he keeps hanging out here, bro. Never mind. Just keeps hanging out here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Crazy shit. And it's like, he keeps staying late into the night. And then it turns out he sleeps over again. And now it's Sunday, right? And like, I got work the next day. And he's staying late again. And I'm like, ask him, where's this guy gonna go? And he said, oh, he's got this boy, and like, he's gonna go hang out with this boy in Brooklyn and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, but like, he's not making any moves. And again, bro, this kid is making this house a mess. His luggage and clothes and everything is everywhere. And I'm like, this is so annoying, you know? And this was right after, dude, get this. This, I cleaned the shit out of my house, vacuumed, wiped everything because my dog Macy was staying. You remember, oh, yeah, Macy was here.
This was during, after that?
This was while she was here.
That's kind of recent.
Right? This is recent, right? And like, he comes and just destroys it. Now there's food everywhere. And my dog Macy is very sick. She's got kidney problems. Yeah, and that's why I went hard to clean the house to make sure she was okay here. This could come here. Now there's food all on the shit. And now, you know, Macy's out and she's not being like, you know, like, I felt bad. Damn. Sorry, Mom. Regardless. Everything was fine. Macy was fine. She didn't eat anything, so it was okay. But this guy's staying late again on Sunday. So, like, we're telling Sebs, like, yo, this kid can't stay here. Like, we didn't invite him to this house. You invited to hang out with him, and Juan took him home, and you left, and now he's just parked here. And I'm like, what? Where the, like, is this kid homeless or something? So he's like, oh, like, you know, I'm gonna, like, go to my friends and like, I need a hotel and all this shit, blah blah blah, whatever. And I was like, you know what, you could stay. This was actually on Sunday, so he leaves on Monday morning, right? I'm like, alright, you can leave. He leaves in the morning, cause by the time I get back from work, he's gone. So then I finally have a sit down with Juan. I'm like, yo, who is this kid, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, bro, you'll never get, okay? So this guy fucking drug mule, first off.
Yeah.
Just goes back and forth between a few different places to flip. And apparently, this is what he does. He bounces around houses. Because when Juan picked him up, because apparently that's what happened, Juan picked him up, the guy who handed him off to Juan, after giving him his luggage, said, he's all yours now. And Juan didn't understand what that guy meant. Until we saw what was happening. Like, this kid was trying to stay here and live here for as long as he can. And then when Juan dropped him off to some other person who he said was his boy in Brooklyn, right? This guy didn't really understand what was happening. So Juan said the same thing to that guy. He said, it's all yours now. And since then, he hasn't been back, right? So it was just this crazy 3-day stretch. Of this fucking
now, here's the question. Dealer. Why did... This is my first comment. Why the fuck did Juan get into this? This can't happen.
Because
this
that's what I'm saying. But like, it's hindsight.
Why is he
it's,
bringing him into the fucking house? It's hindsight. House?
Because, listen, the whole thing was we thought he was Seb's boy.
Yeah. But is Seb's boy stay at his fucking crib?
That's what I'm saying, too. But what happened was Seb's...
Yeah, I know.
When they were all hanging out together... and then Seb's left to go to his girl or some shit.
Yeah, but, like, see, like, that's the thing, like...
And, like, one night's fine. You're going to sleep here one night. Yeah, Seb comes, picks you up. It's okay. I don't care.
Yeah, one night, okay.
But then you try to mooch for two, for three, for who knows how long.
Like, here's what I don't understand.
And he kept, afterwards, he left.
Yeah, but, like... He kept trying to hit me up. Like, isn't that, like, Seb's responsibility?
Yes, and that's what I told Seb's. That's what I told him. I was like, bro, this is not my problem.
Yeah.
You are making this me and Juan's problem.
Yeah, but it's also Juan's fault. That he agreed.
Yeah, but he didn't know this kid was in the situation he was at. He just thought he was gonna stay for the one night, and then Sebs was gonna take him. But Sebs didn't come back until OD late on Saturday, right? And by that point, this guy was already settling in.
That's wild. I don't know.
But get this.
I get it's a weird situation.
He was telling me some numbers. Let me know if you would do this.
Right? Yeah.
You buy a pound for about $2,000. And you drive to a certain state, which weed is very limited. And you flip it for $5,500. So you over double. Almost over 2.5 times your spent money. And think about it. If he didn't get robbed, let's do the math. Okay? If he didn't get robbed, 9 pounds times 2,000, he spent $18,000, 9 pounds times 5,500, 49 minus $18,000. Profit of 31.5 G's. Right there. In one trip. One trip, you profit $31,500.
Well, he didn't, though, because there's
But this
the
was
risk.
Just one. This
yeah,
was
but that's
just
why
one.
I wouldn't do it, because it's the risk involved. I mean, there's too much risk.
But it's not
involved.
Like he was even robbed at gunpoint. He was robbed because he popped a perk 30 was too fucked up that he fell off a moped.
It's not just that. It's not just that. It's also like, you get caught with 9 pounds. Like,
I mean, that's always, like, I watch a lot of Live PD. I love Live PD whenever I'm eating lunch. I'll always put a couple of those. I rotate. I watch Live PD. I watch Portnoy pizza reviews. And I watch Gordon Ramsay shit. Right? That's what's on my list. So when I watch Live PD, right? A lot of these people get just pulled over for stupid shit. And then they end up having 20 fucking pounds of weed. Right? You're not going to just randomly be driving down on the highway. And unless maybe you're black with a racist police officer. But that's what I'm saying. Why are you speeding with 20 pounds of weed in your fucking car? Why are you drinking so where you're weaving on the roads if you have 20 pounds of weed? Why are you going to be fucking not putting your... If for whatever the chance, I was a drug mule, and I had 20 pounds of weed in my car, I promise you, I am following every single traffic law to the T, not a single mile an hour over the speed limit. Every time I change lanes, I'm putting my blinker on. I am driving sober as fuck. I'm not smoking in the car, so in case I do get pulled over, there's no weed smell, because hopefully it's packed correctly. Right? I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to take drugs and try to transfer this material. That's fucking retarded.
No, see, like, the thing is, like, I don't know if I necessarily, like, buy the story about, like...
Him getting robbed?
No, like the amount of money, like, the 9 pounds. I don't know. It's like, just seems a little bit like, you know, people like to exaggerate a bit.
He's got a fucking Rolex on his wrist.
No, I mean,
dude.
That's the only thing.
So there's
got to
be, like a $15,000 Rolex, like, that's not, like, just chump change. You know, like, if you have $15,000 to blow on a watch, you have more money than that. You know? You're not saving up 15 and spending it all. And what you think about, that 31.5 isn't all profit. Right? Because he's going to put a lot of that back. So maybe he buys more next time. You feel me?
I mean, I get it.
But I also don't know how much was cap. I'll finish it.
You gotta kill that. What are we, 40 minutes?
My glass was also bigger than yours.
Yeah, but I poured an even amount of Jack.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow. Pour an even amount of Coke then, asshole. I'm not done yet. It's too ice. The ice is so small.
Dude, we gotta refill this ice thing.
Crazy, told you there wasn't crazy situation though, right?
That's nuts.
That's because most of it's melted.
No, but I took ice out of there just now. We gotta fill this up again. How long do you think it's gonna freeze?
It will not freeze in less than an hour. It takes like 3 hours to fully freeze.
Yeah,
but I don't want too much ice. The fucking the vodka or the fucking liquor is in the freezer. Coca-Cola's was in the fridge, and we have ice.
Yeah, but it's
just give me like one cube.
So I mean
I have to swallow that ice like a pill. All right, I'm done. All right, next topic. Was there anything interesting in that? So what we did before this, we watched some videos for some inspiration. Yeah, some inspo. Is there anything in that Mercury video? I don't think so.
Not really. I mean,
it was interesting, but nothing controversial. What do you think about Andrew Tate getting fucking canceled?
This is a good one.
Who would have thought? I thought he was the most uncancelable person on the planet. Not because he didn't have any haters, but because he was just... He said, like, you can't cancel me. I'll say whatever the fuck I want to say and all this shit. You can't cancel me.
Because they always get you.
But they got him. They always got him. Somebody swindled the police to make them fucking believe that this guy was not only human trafficking, but that he had women held. Yeah, that's fine. But that he had women held hostage in his fucking house.
I mean, I can believe that.
I can't. What's going on with the SWAT nowadays? We got Trump getting swatted for fucking nuclear codes. We got Andrew Tate getting swatted for human trafficking. Like, what's going on? Can anybody fucking call the police with some wild accusation with absolutely zero evidence? Absolutely zero evidence. And get them to have an entire SWAT raid on a house. Well, fucking a Twitch streamer. I forget who it was. But let me look it up. A Twitch streamer got fucking raided. Was it Sneeko? No. Let me look. Twitch.
I saw some shit about that, but I thought there was like an actual reason for it.
There's always a reason.
Like a legitimate reason, though. I don't know.
What?
No, that's not it.
February? I thought it was recent. Yeah, swatted live on stream. Yeah, it was this girl.
Why was she swatted?
I don't know. Some transgender shit, apparently.
What is she... What?
Let me look. Hoax email leverage prejudice that many people towards transgender people. What?
Why, is she transgender?
Stating that she possesses an illegal weapon, have killed her mother, and plan to go to City Hall and shoot every cisgender person in sight. Dude, this is what I'm saying. Like, anybody... This is what I'm saying. Like, anybody can just fucking call the police.
Oh, my God.
Make some wild accusation. And that's what? They're going to come and SWAT your house?
That's the best thing I've seen all day.
Like, I feel like a police officer should at least be like, okay, show me some video evidence that she was walking into the house... With the weapon. Show me some video evidence that Andrew Tate...
Like Andrew Tate, they're looking for something. They're just looking for something.
But
why? You know that's how it is.
It's freedom of speech. It's fucking America. This is what I don't get. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you say.
Yeah, but you see, because he shakes everything up so much...
He does shake it up.
Like, people hate him. A lot of people don't like him. There's probably a lot of... powerful people that don't like him. you know? And because
Why do powerful people care about what Andrew Tate is saying?
Because he
could, I feel like they
because,
care the less.
Because he has influence. That's why. To be powerful, you have to have more influence over people. He gained a lot of power from having so much influence. I mean, having your face out there, the more influence
you have, the more powerful you have. He's only grown popularity in the last, what, 3 months? 4 months? He's risen and fallen? I didn't hear one word of Andrew.
Where are they from?
Romania.
No, but are they Romanian or do they just have Romanian shit? Like, where's Andrew Tate born? Because him and his brother, I feel like they're Canadian. Chicago?
He was born in Chicago.
So is that a Chicago?
But what's his ethnicity?
Raised in what?
Raised in England.
Yeah, that's why he's got that accent. Him and his brother.
American British. I thought he was Romanian.
But that makes sense because it was... Regardless. No, because he has a bunch of like... That's where property, he does a maybe. Lot of... No, that's where he owns like casinos. That's where all the shady shit goes.
But this is what I'm saying. Like,
I wouldn't be surprised if he human rich, traffic's yeah. over there.
Maybe. But he was rich prior to him blowing up. He blew up because he was rich.
I don't think he's as rich as he says he is.
He has a Bugatti. A Bugatti.
Yeah, but like... I think it's all part of the way he markets himself. You know? But then again, like, it's also possible because once you're overseas and there's a lot of corruption, like, you could get rich, like, fairly easily and fall under the radar. Like, I was talking about it with one of my coworkers, like, the situation in her country, because she's from another country, I'm not going to mention where, but... Over there, I mean, this is how it is in a lot of other countries. I mean, you could hand them, like, a bill, or you could hand them some cash. No, and it's not like here, where it's, like, in ethics or any... No, cash, it's like, okay, you can do whatever the fuck you want, you know? Mm-hmm. I didn't see anything, or whatever, or I'll do this, no problem. That's how it is, that's how it operates in a lot of countries, you know? Corruption's super easy.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it high enough up the social ladder to be involved in any of that, though.
I don't know if I will, because, like, here's the thing. There's a beauty in the 9-to-5. I mean, we had a discussion about this on the one episode we did.
The rat race.
Yeah. I mean, there's a certain beauty to the 9-to-5 that I think that people don't value enough. I think the people that listen to Andrew Tate generally are the people who, like, are too lazy to work their asses off for like, really work their asses off.
No, but that's not all he's preaching. He's preaching about masculinity.
No, I'm not talking about that side of it. I'm talking about, like, the people who listen to him in regards to, like, making money. And the people who, like, pay for these courses and stuff. I think that anyone who's doing all that shit, it really doesn't have to do with this. Because a real side hustle is what my friend does, which is own, like, a landscaping business on the side for, like, what he does. You know? And, like, he does... That's a side hustle. Not, like, going online, like, and spending fucking $200 on ads or whatever and getting, like, $150 in return. And, like, saying, like, oh, I got sales. It's the same thing with, like, people who fucking day trade. And then post their returns, like that they had a good day on Instagram. But if you ever noticed, a lot of those people who post, like, stock shit, what happens? You'll see it once in a while. You know why? Because no one could outperform the stock market. That's just how it goes. If you could outperform the stock market, you'd be working at a hedge fund. Hedge funds, people who do this for a living, right? People who literally do this for a living, like, outperform the market. I think it's, like, 240 days out of the however many days in a year that the market's open, right? So you have to think, if they don't have that much of a conversion rate, right? What makes you have that much of a barely anyone could beat out, like, the stock market, because the market goes up, like, by, like, on average, like, 10% a year or something. 7 to 10% a year.
I don't follow the stock you market, can't, so
look up on average how much does the stock market go grow? Up each grow each year?
Oh Jesus!
I think it's like 7 to 10% on average. The S&P, well, at least the S&P. But...
Ten percent. Hit the nail.
So 10% each year. It's rare for someone, an individual, to be able to outperform the market. And if they can, they wouldn't be just fucking day trading alone. See, because here's the problem with day traders. They'll cash big, right, one day. I mean, the market's doing well as a whole. They bought some kind of call options or whatever. They get huge returns. They make like $10,000 in one day. You know what they do with the $10,000? Because it's so instant. They go out, they're like, fuck, I need to, like, reward myself. I just made $10,000. They'll go out and they'll fucking blow it, right? But do you know how many days they'll have that we don't see that they buy a call option, it tanks? And the problem with call options, because this, that's how you make the big money, but that's how you lose the big money.
I don't know what a call option is.
Call option, I'll explain in a second. But call options, here's the thing. Call options... What's the benefit in buying a stock? You don't lose the money until you sell. So let's say I buy a share of Amazon. A share for $100. It goes down to $5 a share, but I'm holding the share. I haven't lost the 95 yet. Mm-hmm. I'm just down $95, but I still own one share, right?
Yeah, because it could go up, you know.
Now... 10 years down the line, it makes its way back up to 100, right? I could sell it there. I didn't lose any money over the course of that time. And I understand there's inflation, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I technically didn't really lose any money, if you know what I mean. You know, there was no negative percentage of returns. So a call option is this. You buy call contracts. One call contract is the equivalent. It gives you the rights to purchase 100 shares at a certain price. So let's say I say this: the big money's an out-the-money call options, which are not profitable probability-wise. But let's say a stock's at $100 a share, right?
Yeah.
I buy call options for... $50 each. I buy a call option that says that in 2 weeks, the stock will be at $120 per share.
So it's gambling.
It kind of, yeah.
You mean kind of? That's no, really
no,
gambling.
Because no,
you're putting a bet because down no, that no, something's no, gonna no, happen.
But because in the money, call options make sense. So like I could, when a stock's at $100, right? I could buy like call options for a strike price of $95, like call, which means like what that does is, let's say I buy one call option, I pay a premium, right? That's how much the premium is, what I pay for the contract. So I pay, let's say I pay $200 for one call contract, right? That gives me the rights to 100 shares. After the 2 weeks,
I'm so
no,
lost.
No, no, no.
I'm so lost.
So no, no, I buy a call contract for $95, right?
And you're betting
at the stock price. I'm betting that the stock price will be over $100 in 2 weeks. That's what I'm betting on. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
And I buy it for $95, which is a lot safer of a bet. Now the stock price ends up at a great week, $120 a share, right? Now the benefit is that after those 2 weeks, if I don't sell that call option, because at that point, what happens is as the price increases, right? Let's say I buy an add the money call option. As the price increases, that the premium increases, and you could sell those contracts like they're worth more, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because the closer it is to the money.
To the 2 weeks.
The closer it is to the money, right? The closer it is to the stock price, the higher the premium is.
Yeah.
And the further it is away. So
call contracts that are 6-8 months, a year in advance.
How would you make that from like a 2-week $95 bet? Let's say
no, because those are the cheapest.
How much would you make?
So these are the cheapest ones. You want to know the most, the percentage return that I've had the most off call? Because I used to play around with this. Call, you know what the highest percentage of return I got in one? 500% return.
How much you put in?
$500. So I put in $500 into call options. I got $2,500. Back sold.
From what? What'd you bet?
It was I forgot what the fucking stock. I have a screenshot of it. I'll pull it up. But it was some bullshit stock.
So they give you the percent return on the spot.
So
when you make the
because
bet?
Like let's say for example, I buy a bunch of contracts because one contract is worth 100. No, but what I was explaining earlier. So when that expiration date hits, right, and you're in the money. Right, what happens is on that final day is that triggers the call, the contracts trigger unless you sell it. What that means is I buy 100 shares at $95 a share. Now you understand the premium. I buy them at $95 a share instead of $120 a share. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So instantly at that moment, I'm up that much of a percentage. That's the advantage of buying call option. That's the real advantage.
So you buy it for, let's say, the 95 and it hits 120.
I buy contracts.
You only bought a $120
share
for 95.
Like, I could buy this a year in advance. I could even buy contracts. I could buy one call contract for $30 a share for Facebook, even though it's worth like 165 right now, right?
Yeah.
I'd have to pay a hefty premium, but I could still buy it, right? And now what that does is that once the expiration date hits, I buy 100 because of the premium I paid and I own that contract, unless the price is below the the level that at which I paid, like the strike price that I picked. So unless somehow Facebook dropped below $30, I could purchase. Now the danger is, let's say you make that bet, right? Let's say I make the bet that the $100 strike price, right? Let's say I make the bet that... So this is how the big money is made. So I buy a couple contracts, strike price 120, right? Stocks at $100. It goes up to 110, like in a day. In that day, the value of my contracts increases significantly because I just got closer to the money. Let's say it jumped to 120. That's where you see like 500, 1,000% gains on that, right? So yeah, you sell the contracts because you've gained so much on the contract.
So that's my question, right? Yeah. So let's say this $95 is fucking me up. Let's say you buy one of these fucking call options.
Yeah.
You bet $100. You say that in 2 weeks, it's going to be, instead of being at 100, it's going to be at 120.
Well, you don't put the bet that in 2 weeks. It's just there's an expiration date. Let's say the expiration date's in 2 weeks, right?
You bet that at some point or after this specific date, it's going to be above or below a certain number, what the stock is, right?
Because you could buy puts. You could bet against.
Let's just say, for instance, you say 2 weeks, it's going to be from 100 to 120. Let's say by the end of the first week, it's already at like 130.
Right? Yeah, you sell the contracts.
You sell it?
Yeah, you should sell it.
But you wouldn't make any more money if you waited the second week?
As it gets closer to the expiration date, the closer it gets to the expiration date, the more they lose value. But the more as soon as they cross that boundary of being in the money, in the money is when the
within
price...
your bet.
Let's say I bought it for 120 and now it's over that number. That's where they get that difference between in the money and out the money is the biggest difference, you know?
So it's not about the time frame really. It's really on the stock. Well, let's say you say it's like a 1 year.
Yeah,
bet.
But I can make a lot of money if I just say like in 1 year, it's going to be $150 right from now.
Yeah.
It is at 100 and in 3 months, it's at 140. I get massive returns.
Really?
Yeah, because like there's more of a chance that it'll be in the money, and therefore
the value of my contracts increases. So you could sell it there because the value of your contracts greatly increases. Now, here's the danger. Let's say the stock doesn't move. You buy it for 120, the stock doesn't move. It decreases in value. Or let's say it fucking plummets.
Tanks.
If it tanks, the difference between stocks and contracts. Contracts have an expiration date. You know how much those contracts are worth when the expiration date hits and it's not in the money? Zero. None.
Yeah, you just lose your money.
Yeah, like everything. So you lose $95. I could put in let's say I put in $500 in call contracts and that tanked.
You lose a 500.
Well, like I could sell it, but I'll probably sell it for like 100 because it's super volatile. But
that's what I'm saying. It's not there's never like you wouldn't owe more money, right?
No,
like,
you don't.
You wouldn't have, even if let's say you bet for whatever for $500, and the next day it fucking absolutely tanks, you would only lose that 500.
Yeah.
It's gambling. That's gambling. This whole situation that you just told me, that's gambling.
It's that not... No. If you're... No, out of the money call options or put options, yes. In the money call options, there's value in it.
What's the difference between that and having fucking pocket aces and going all in?
Because if I'm putting money down, I'm investing in the stock to go up. I pay a premium to be able to purchase the stock at a lower price.
I don't understand. What's a premium?
The premium is buying the contract. So I have the rights.
But you bought it for $100.
No. You buy the contract. So the stock's at $100.
Yeah.
I buy a contract for $1,000, right? One contract. I buy it for $1,000, right? What that does is let's say it's for $75. It's for a $75 strike price. The stock's at $100. It doesn't move, let's say. Let's say it stays at 100. I bought one contract for $1,000. It stays at 100. I bought it for 75. At my expiration date, the contract triggers and I purchase the stock. I purchase 100 shares of the stock at $75 a share versus buying it for $100 a share. So instantly, so in that
is a discount.
The premium you pay is
a discounted price of the regular stock. You're saying 100 versus 75.
Well, the premium you're paying is rights to buying 100 shares. Like it gives you the rights to buy 100 shares. It reserves your right to buy 100 shares at this price, whatever price you pick. You understand what I'm saying?
What do you mean, whatever price you pick? Why would I put $1,000 and say $1 per share?
Because it's way, the lower you go, the more in the money you go, the higher. So let's just take a look at Apple.
I'm Apple already options. Too tipsy for this.
Yeah, but look, Apple options. So this is calls, right? Apple's at $163 per share. $70, like $70 call options. Look at the premium you pay. Sorry, hang on. So one premium is $9,600. So that's for 100 shares and that's for expiration date of today, because that that goes to show that anyone who had that, right, gets 100 shares of Apple, so that's $16,000 worth of Apple shares at the price
for $9,000
something. No, at the price of $7,000.
$7,000.
So, like, that makes sense because you have to think that's a $9,000.
And you can only access these premiums if you make these call options?
Yeah, you could, like, I could only buy, let's say, look, I'll show you right now how it would work. So, let's say I go into...
So, you're gambling in order to get a better deal.
Well, you're not really... Stocks. Yeah, but it's less of a risk if you invest in, if you pay for, like, look, let's say I were to buy 155, it's $650 for one option, right? $650 for one call option. So what that does is, okay, now I buy all the shares at $155 instead of $165, right? So I have $10 discount on 100 shares. You know, what it does is it gives you, like, it's the rights to purchase a stock at a lower price.
If you hit your mark.
If the mark is hit, and obviously it's a higher price to invest in lower risk. Because, that's the purpose.
Because you could lose it.
Because it's less of a chance you'll lose it. That's why it costs more. It costs more because it's more likely to hit.
So versus I don't understand. Could you put a call option on Dow Jones?
Yeah. You could buy call options on like that stuff.
So I don't understand. If Dow Jones historically always goes up, why don't you put a call option in for like 10 years from now? Because
they're super expensive. They're the most expensive. You know?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't. Because here's the thing.
Only offer them like a year or something in advance. It depends on the stock. It's not
like a 10. You can't put like a 10-year thing down?
No.
Because my thing is, in a perfect world, right? You fucking do this and you do something for a big stock that historically throughout the years goes up, right? You might have those tank years. But you put something in for like could you do like a 3-year plan or some shit?
How much are we in?
Hour. Okay,
we got a hell of time.
Yeah.
Wait.
You put like a 3-year plan in.
No, it doesn't go that far.
It's only a year? It's
like a year or max like a year and a half.
I mean, why don't you just put hella money on something that statistically every year goes up?
Like, yeah, because like I said, the further in advance you are,
the
more expensive.
What do you mean? I don't understand. What do you mean it's more expensive?
You like only the put premium you pay is higher for the contract.
Meaning, so instead of $100 stock, let me ask a question so I can understand. I know you get it, but the way you're explaining it to me, very difficult for me to understand. So let me ask this question. Maybe you can provide some clarity. Okay? So, a stock is $100.
Yeah.
You put in, I'll call it a bet, for 2 weeks. That premium would end up being like a $75 stock per stock. But if you do it for a year, it's only going to be $90 a stock.
No. You could do it for $75 in a year in advance, but it'll be way more expensive. I'll show you a comparison. Wait. Let's look here.
What do you mean more expensive?
My brain is not
functioning right now.
Let's take a look at the Apple options, right? So let's look at next week's. You see everything.
I'm at a fucking loss.
Look, this was for today. Anything out of the money, $0. Worth $0.
What's worth $0?
Like the call options that didn't hit. It's all worth zero.
So what's the stock at?
It's at 163.62. They offer call options at 165 and higher.
Okay, every $2.50. Look,
that's all worth zero. But because then this one's
over.
Because it expired. Today was the expiration date.
And it didn't hit.
So it's at those contracts are worthless.
Yeah.
These are worth something because now, like, look. It's at 162, so whoever paid the premium of $81, let's say, right?
Yeah.
Could buy 100 shares at 162.50 instead of 162.
So you put in $100, it calculates your profit based off of how much you put in and how much the stock is?
Let's just look a week from today, right? Out of the money, 165, it's $196 for one contract, right?
Okay.
Now, what that does is, let's say the stock is at 167, right? You paid the 196. So now the stock price, let's say it hits 170. The stock price is at 170. You have one contract. You paid 196 for the contract, right?
Yeah.
Next Friday hits, the stock price at 170. Immediately, once the expiration date hits, you automatically purchase 100 shares, not at the current stock price, but at the price of your contract. So you essentially get 100 shares at 165, because that's the contract you bought. You get 100 shares at 165 instead of getting it at the 100 shares at 170. Which is the current stock price. Now look here.
Okay, it's hitting right now. Look.
Now this is the reason. So 1 week in advance, 165.
Okay, so you get it. So like, let's say you make the bet for like 167, but the price jumps up to like 180.
Yeah.
you're still only getting the stocks for 167.
Yeah, as at the expiration. Okay, at the expiration date,
it's hitting.
That's how it work.
Okay,
but and then
so you get the stock for whatever you bet the stock to be.
Yep, exactly.
So the more it goes over, the better it is for you.
So like that's why it's so expensive to get it at $85 a share, because if I bet like I buy one of these at $87 a share, $85 a share. Apple's not going to drop below $85 a share unless it's like some complete some fuck in 1 week, right?
Yeah, some fuck shit.
So like, that's why the premium's so high. Now look, let's
so compare, but okay, so let's for like this, some, no, for no, 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 let's stay on that topic because that'll help me. So like, let's say you do some dumb shit, or not some dumb shit, but some easy shit, right? Like it's not going to drop that low. Okay, so what's the payout? It's what, 85? That's what it was. 80. Right, 85. So let's say you say it's going to still be above 85, and obviously it is because it's right now it's double that, right? So like, what do you mean by it's more expensive? So I say 85, and it hits. Shouldn't then your stocks be 85?
No, your stocks will be the price per share will be 85. Worth 85.
Yeah,
yeah. But to purchase that contract, it costs $8,000 to purchase a contract because the returns on that are because
you would have $8,000.
You have to put
divided by 85.
You have to put $8,000 down before any stock purchase, because $8,000 gives you the right to purchase
one stock.
No, to 100 shares. To 100 shares.
Do they all give you 100 shares at whatever the price is?
A contract is always worth 100 shares.
So 100. Okay. So let's. Oh, okay. But now it's fucking hitting, ladies and gentlemen. It's fucking hitting.
And then I'm gonna explain the concept.
All contracts are worth 100 shares.
100 shares. One contract is worth 100.
Now it's making sense.
I'll explain more in a second. Okay. So look, this is in 1 week. $165 for $196. Right.
So you pay
$196 for the right to purchase 100 shares at $165 in a week.
$196 times 100?
Right? No. One contract is worth 100, 196 to the side. That gives me one contract.
So,
right?
And then you can get 100 shares for $164?
Yes. Or whatever. No.
From paying $190?
So you get $190, and that gives you the right to get 100 shares at $165 as
what?
Long as
that's fucking
no, $165 per share.
Okay.
Rather than
but you would still have to pay that.
Yeah, the 196 is just a down. Okay. The 196 is like a payment that goes
to the dust.
Yeah. So look, this is another. So look,
if I wanted to buy 100 shares worth, I would still have to pay
$196 plus. Yeah, exactly. 100 shares would be like $16,000.
Yeah.
Right? Or like for $160, 100 shares, like it would be, in this case,
$16,000.
It's $16,000 plus,
but you would just
plus
be getting,
the $500 to the
so you
stock.
You have the potential to buy stocks for cheaper up to 100 shares.
Exactly.
If your price hits.
But that's fucking stupid. But it's not up to 100 shares because you could buy multiple contracts.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's
it's 100
the,
per
here's,
contract.
Here's the key. Wait. This is what I want to show you. So look, this is in 1 week. 196, right? That's 196 per contract. Now let's go to July 2023. This is like 2,280. Per contract, because the further out it is,
the more likely it is to hit. Okay, and that's why you're
and
saying
the less
it's more expensive.
Yes, exactly. And now the down payment is more expensive for the payout. Yeah, exactly. Now here's the biggest key. Okay, now this is why people lose a lot, because instead of buying one call contract for 196, let's say, people will buy 10 for $196.
Yeah, but why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Because you would still have to
purchase. Because you don't have to.
10,000.
Let's say this Friday, let's say today, I bought 10 contracts, right?
Okay.
I'm not buying with the intention of purchasing the shares, which is what most people do.
Yeah.
They don't buy with the intention of purchasing the shares. everything I explained to you is the reason why call options exist.
But no, now I'm telling you. I understand how they work. Now, but like, why would you do that?
Now, why would I buy 10 contracts?
Yeah.
Because let's say on Monday, the stock market shoots up. Those the exponential, like, contract price exponentially increases faster than stock price.
Question first, is there a time limit to when you can purchase those 100 contracts or 100 stocks or fucking whatever, 100 shares?
Oh, like when that happens, it triggers the moment your contract expires.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. So you would be charged for 100 shares. So for this particular scenario, you would be charged $16,000 instantly.
Well, you would want to be if it expired.
Because then you could sell it immediately for
You could sell it for a profit. Yeah.
That's
the you could immediately sell it for a profit or the smart
you could immediately
or
sell
realistically
profit, yeah.
The smart thing would be to hold it because like you expect
if it goes up more.
Yeah, it goes up more, you get more of a profit than like let's say I bought it at 165. I had the contracts at 165.
I'm interested to see how long it took. I'm gonna when I re-listen to this when we started this conversation cuz I get it now. I get it now. But I'm telling you, 5 minutes ago, I was lost.
But now, why buy the contracts without the intention to get the shares? Right?
Because you could choose to not buy the shares, right?
Because you could just sell the contracts, because the contracts hold value, right? Each contract was worth $196, like I said.
And let's say
now
it
on Monday, it all of a sudden the stock price jumps above 165. Let's say it shoots up to 168. Those contracts now end up being like... Let's look at the difference between in the money and out of the money.
Yeah.
Let's look at this, right? So it was, we're looking at next week, 196, 330. So now instantly, let's say it goes up to 330. That's like...
A $200 profit, basically.
$130 profit per contract. So that's like, if you're thinking about returns wise, that's like 60, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yeah, about 60% return. So let's say you put in $1,000, that's $1,600.
So you can profit based off of what the option switches to if it hits.
Yeah, like, no. What I'm saying is you could profit based on the change in value of the contract. Because, like, let's say, like, I bought contracts for...
194, and now it's at 330.
Let's say I could buy contracts, like, for...
Because anything below that line... And by the way, Paul's been visualizing this for me. He's showing me his stock apps. So there's, like, a line below it is what doesn't hit.
In the money?
Yeah, it hits.
Out of the money.
Yes.
So, ITM.
Yeah.
So... Let's say, what if I buy it for, let's say I bought it for 170 now, $48 per contract, and it jumps above 48, or no, jumps above 170. Now think about those returns. Now you see that aspect of it. That's, now we're talking like 600% increase.
Dead ass.
Right? So now you see like the value in it, because now I put in 1,000.
You don't have to buy the shares.
No, you don't have to buy the shares. You could sell the contract because the contract increases in value. But the problem is, like, I could do that. But, like I said, the closer it gets to the expiration date, the more expensive.
Exactly. Because
it loses, contracts lose value. If they're out of the money, contracts lose value. The closer they get to the expiration date. You know?
Mm.
So, like, you know how I showed you, like, the for this week that expired, like, 162.5 was, like, $81 per contract?
Yeah.
A week ago, if it was the same price, it would have been, like I showed you. You see what it is in 1 week? It was $330 per contract instead of $81. So realistically, like, you want to, if you're buying contracts to sell contracts, you want to sell that sell that early, because the later it gets, even if you're in the money, it still loses a little bit of value, you know. But the closer you are to that border, like in the money, it's still more risky. Like the further you get away from that border in the money, the less risky. And then the further you get away out of that border, it's dirt cheap to buy contracts. Because, like, the odds... And they actually have, like... I don't know how to find it on here, but they actually have an app. They have an... Like they have, like, numbers. They have a chart, like, a graph that shows, like, the odds at which, like, you're likely to hit, like, your contract. And oftentimes, if you go out there, it's, like, your risk to return ratio, like your return ratio would be, it's like you have a 5% chance of being in the money, but like if it ends up being in the money, your returns will be tremendous.
Yeah,
you know, because let's say I bought call options for some retarded reason for $200 for Facebook right now, I would pay like $2 a fucking contract. I could buy, I don't know, hypothetically, 200 or 100 contracts for $2, right? Mm-hmm. Or no, I could buy 1,000 contracts for $2. I pay $2,000 worth of contracts, and all of a sudden the price goes up to like $190 in one day. Those could jump to like $5 a contract. That's it. $5 a contract. And instantly, think about that. Those returns right there. Think about that.
Bang.
You know? That's the thing.
All right. I get it. It's an interesting topic, but...
We'll move on from it. Yeah, I know. We just went on a tangent for a while. Hella
tangent. I'm gonna go grab the alcohol. I need another drink.
We're almost done. I was talking for so long.
I know. Paul's got a little bit, so... You spit some game to the deep. While I go get the fucking...
Yeah, hold up.
Brainstorm.
Alright, so... It's been... Almost... what has it been? A year and... 9 months now. Or no, year and 8 full months of... Constant... consistency from Caruso and I. It's pretty impressive how we've been able to manage to pull this off. All I have to say is thank you guys to whoever listens and sticks with us, because I know oftentimes that it seems like we just do this just to chat with each other, but it's something that we do because we really enjoy doing it, and I guess you could say we have a passion for it. It's not necessarily the aspect of we have a passion for podcasting, but I mean, we enjoy doing this. It's something that we look forward to each week, and we really appreciate anyone who's able to get any sort of enjoyment from this. If you can. But we do appreciate you guys, whoever's listening, and honestly, thank you guys for whoever's able to listen to our bullshit for the last year and 8 months. Honestly,
we appreciate it. I just got back.
I mean, we're an hour and 23 minutes in, which is a problem. And
this bottle is almost fucking killed already. All right, Paul. Fuck everything we just talked about. Let's get real. This Jack Daniels is making me fucking real. Listen, I've been having some life problems, bro.
Man's been fighting demons.
I've been fighting demons. No, for real, like... I feel like I've been... How do I put this? Like, before... In college... I was able to handle a million things all on my plate. I could do soccer... Pour out the shots first, the final shots, and then pour out the last drinks.
Well, I already poured your last drink.
Alright, anyway. Like, I was able to handle it all. Like, I was able to fucking work. Not work, but, like, grind. but also have fun. But I feel like recently, bro, I've been like, work, like, I love my work, and I'll still say it now, I still love Shamrock, and I love working, and I love what I'm doing. Like, I'm starting to feel like I'm becoming a presence, like, that if I leave, that the facility won't be as good. Did I tell you I'm head of facilities now? They gave me the responsibilities, head of facilities, right? So I've been doing a lot of shit to make the plant look be nicer and work more efficiently, right? So I love it, but at the same time, I feel like it's affecting my life. Like, I get home, I don't feel like going to the gym as much, right? My weekends, I want to sleep.
The price to pay.
I want to fucking get in my bed and not do anything, right? I want to fucking sit here, fucking watch anime, play video games, sit on fucking TikTok. I just want to relax, because I know when Monday hits, I'm back on the fucking grind. Because I'm busting my ass, dude. I'm really fucking busting my ass at work. Like, I'm doing, like, yes, I'm a production engineer and I get paid well. And you might think, oh, this guy's fucking sitting at his desk, fucking telling people do this, do that, doing numbers. No. I'm fucking out in the plant and I'm fucking grinding. I get dirty every day. Every day from all the other fucking engineers, I always get a comment about how dirty I am, how this, how that. And, like, I'm not fucking around. Like, I'm fucking working my ass off to really fucking make this place great. To make it run, like, I'm really doing that shit. I really am. I'm not trying to fucking gas myself up, but I'm fucking busting my ass. So when I get home, like, that's my free time. Like, that's my time to relax. Shout out Baba, shout out Medi, shout out Edwin. I've been hitting the gym with them recently. It's been a fucking grind, and that kind of gave me a big boost, because I either go by myself or very rarely I'll go with Andrea, maybe once a week, right? So that drive to get to the gym, that drive to have kind of like these moments of self-improvement. But not only that, like, dude, I might go out like once a month. Yeah. But before it was every weekend. So like my question is, like, this mentality that I have, how do you think that I can get back to the old Caruso?
Okay. I know. I have your answer immediately. There's two things you sacrifice. You have to sacrifice one or the other when you have responsibilities like we do. Because I do have responsibilities too. And in fact,
I
work and I also have school.
Yeah, but I see you, man. Like, right? You're going out. Like, yeah, yeah. Like, how do you have that fucking motivation?
Here's the key, right? It's either you sacrifice one of two things, because you have to make a sacrifice somewhere.
Always.
It's either you sacrifice physical health or mental health. That's how I see it. So it's either you sacrifice, like, you end up feeling like shit in the mornings, but you go out all the time. Now, granted, recently I've been studying for my FE exam, so, like, this is like my one day drinking.
Yeah.
In a while, but
how you it's feeling, by the way?
What?
How you feeling, by the way? Because, like, we right now, usually mention it, but
I'm feeling myself a little bit.
I'm pretty sauce right now.
Like, I'm feeling myself a little bit, but, like, no, shout like out Jack. So, like, it's either you go and you, let's say you don't go out, but you wake up every day, you're refreshed, you're ready to work, right?
I am.
It's like, to a certain degree, it's like, fuck, man, like. I don't, like, it's what you're feeling right now, you know, like, you go and you grind, and then, like, on the weekends you rest, but then, like, after the weekend, Monday morning you come, and you're ready to go.
Yeah. Which now is what, that's what I've been doing, right? Yeah.
Now there's the approach that I took for the majority of the summer, which is go out, right? Stay out till 11, no, not 11. 12, 1, 2, wake up at 6, go to work. What? Right? And that was like four out of the 5 days a week. What? during like.
But what are you doing at work though? Like you're working from home most of the time, right?
No, I haven't missed a day in the office.
But what do you do all day?
What do I do?
Exactly.
I don't do physical labor.
That's what I'm saying. You're at your desk.
Well, like, it's a mix. Not that I'm at my desk, but, like, I'm moving around the office, but I'm in the office, you know? Like I go sit down in the conference room, and I'm doing shit. And the problem is, like, my mind's got to operate. Like, I'm communicating with people. The key is, anyone who does this, there's one key to the formula that I added. Eye drops. You need them if you're going to do this lifestyle. If you're going to sacrifice physical health, eye drops are mandatory because I wake up, and this isn't from, and no, like what I get afraid of is like that my family's going to think that like I'm, yeah, exactly. My family's going to think that like, oh, you know, like I'm smoking weed and like my eyes, I need to like.
No, like they're bloodshot from lack of rest.
They're bloodshot because I just got home at fucking 1:30 a.m. I can't tell you how many times I used to get texts from my parents earlier this summer like, you're gonna lose your job because you're not gonna be like focused at work, this, that, whatever. You know how you do it? Periodic naps at the correct times during work.
You nap at work.
We have a morning conference call that's useless every morning that I don't really need to be part of, but I am a part of. That's a 10 to 15 minute window.
That's the thing. I don't nap at work.
Yeah, but I rest my eyes.
You fucking sleep at...
No. But I don't sleep. I rest my eyes for 10 to 15 minutes. And then any night that I do that, I have my coffee dark. Not just black. Black French roast when
French
I'm going
roast,
now.
French
now
press.
I have a new. Now I have a new. Mm. No, it's like a Starbucks French roast K cups.
Oh.
Now I have a new one. Double caffeine. What's in there?
Is it this death shit?
I don't know what it is. My parents just got it. No one uses it. I brought it to work any day now. I have mostly the dark roast, and then I have this double caff.
How do you get home? How do you have that mentality to on the weekends want to still do shit?
Because I'm so busy during the fucking week, right? That the last thing this is what I tell Christina, because she calls me a maniac. She used to call me a maniac. I would rather be physically exhausted. Honestly, physically exhausted. But be able to go and give my mind a break than like sit at home, because when I sit at home I start getting like antsy, like I'm like, fuck, I gotta do this.
When I'm at home I wanna fucking chill.
No, but like it's like I'm on coke all the time, but I'm not. I start getting this little itch. Like, you know how hard it's been to not go out the past like 2 weeks?
For your FE?
Like, just because I'm studying for the FE, like, it's been so hard. Like, I see everyone's texting the chats, and I'm like, fuck, man, I want to go out. But, like, I can't. I hold myself back, but, like, I'm itching. I can't say that I'm not itching. Like, I'm like this.
I feel you.
Bro, it's like I'm on a drug.
I mean, I don't know. It's just, like... So, like, I have all these things, right? And another thing is money, right? Bro, we talked about it. I gotta mention it, right? Perfect time. So last month I went on a trip to Miami. A lot of money going into that, okay? And then I'm trying to save up money.
Yeah, pop-outs cost money.
Pop-outs cost money. But the thing is, that surgery I had, right? Did I mention that I actually had to pay? I think I may have mentioned that last episode, right?
I got
to pay $1,000 for that. Okay? Unfortunately, this week, I got into another car accident.
Yeah, we.
I don't know what the fuck is happening with me. I guess I'm just not a good driver. I don't pay attention. But my shit got fucked up this time. Pulling up to a red light. Foot's on the brake. Slips off. Hits the gas within 5 feet. I slam on the brake. It's too late. Hit the car. $950. Boom. out the window. Okay? So that's gone. I gotta pay this $1,000. I still gotta pay rent each month. Gotta get my car payment. So now my money is going down even more. So the last thing that I want to do is go out, right? I've also been playing poker. I've been getting fucking creamed in poker. Getting creamed. I buy for $200. Within the first 30 minutes, I have fucking $600 to $700 sitting right in front of me.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying. You know saying
how much
that,
you want? No, you how know much I had at the end?
Yeah, minus but the poker thing. Now I'm gonna give you credit to, in one aspect, and then discredit you to a certain degree. When you play poker, the problem is you play so many hands that the problem is like you'll hit, but then the variance, the more hands you play very loose. So the more hands you play, the more like swings you're going to have. You'll hit on big hands, but then like you'll chase a draw down and you'll miss, or like you call super light. So like you'll call when someone has like you'll call my bluff, but like then people start to pick up on the fact that you like to call, and then like they'll bet big, like Christian did the one hand where he ended up getting like fucked.
He went all in for 360,
and he said he did that he told me, he's like, I did that intentionally to get value because he knew he could get value from you, you know. So like you have, the thing is like with poker, it's like you have to be able to control that. But that's a whole nother, in terms of like not going out, honestly, like I'm actually happy that I've not gone out the past 2 weeks, because even though like I'm fiending, it saves so much money. And that's important. Like, people don't realize how important it is to save money at RH, because like, oh, it's like, oh, you know, like go have a good time. Because now we're saving up money to set ourselves up, because in 10 years you'll thank yourself for not going fucking out that much. I think you should go out every once in a while. Yeah, we're young. And before you have a family, you should go out like every once in a while. That's, you have to. Because once, as soon as that first baby pops out, it's done. You know, as soon as you have your first child, it's done. That's it. It's
over.
So you got to go out and like enjoy yourself. But at the same time, like you just have to be like frugal. As frugal as possible. You have to save as much as you can. And people don't realize the value of saving for fucking retirement. Well, people don't realize.
Well, I've been putting into my 401k. Every paycheck, 10% goes straight to my 401k.
I changed my contribution from 3% to 20% just now.
20%?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Why?
Does your company fucking, like...
Yeah, there's a match.
Up to 20?
There's a match up.
What's the match?
The match is up to anything up to 20 grand. The match is anything up to 20 grand. Wow. So just
20 grand?
Yeah, anything up to 20 grand. Like up to 20 grand per year.
Dude, my company, Shamrock is fucked. Shamrock does like...
Yeah, but...
You can up to 10%, they match... For every percent, they contribute 0.5%. Like 0.25. So let's say let me see if I could pull up my account.
No, I think actually with my company it's the same in terms of percentage, but they'll do it up to like that much per year.
I don't know. Nah, but I know for a fact Shamrock is ass. But I don't know if I remember my password. Let's find out. Dude, I'm getting hot, bro. This Jack Daniels is making me sweat. Shamrock. Oh, I spelled this wrong. Technologies.com. No, that's right.
You guys use Empower too?
Yeah. Okay. I forget my password. Regardless, Shamrock's fucking 401k repayment plan is ass.
Yeah, but no, that's not that bad. That seems standard because I think I get paid back 0.5 for every...
Yeah, but you still you have a higher limit than I do.
Yeah, the limit is like around 20 per year. But that's because my company, probably because it's large, but it's known for having good benefits. Very good benefits, and I mean, if you guys haven't noticed already, we've had to cut out multiple instances of name drops in my company. Dude,
it's Jack Daniels, bro.
It's the Jack talking, but...
I'm sauce right now. I've been this... dude, this has me worse than the Henny. For sure,
nah,
dude.
He's out. He's done.
For sure, this has me shot up.
I mean, I'm worse than the Henny, but like...
This is why I love... No, but like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not wiling right now. Like,
nah, the thing is, I haven't gotten up out of this. This shot's got it, bro. We can't take this shot.
We have to take.
The no, shot. We have it's to pour it. We have to pour it into the drink because I'm not gonna be able to. I'm not gonna be able to do it. I swear to God.
We'll finish the drink. We'll pour Coke, straight Coke, into the cups, and we'll have it as a chaser. You're telling me we can't do this for the culture?
Nah, fam.
We got 15 motherfuckers consistently listening to us. Those cats need us to take this shot. You're telling me you're going to let them down?
Son, call your mother right now. Ask if we should take the shot.
I'm not calling my mom right now.
She's one of the 15.
She's definitely asleep right now. It's 10. It's 10:18 on a fucking...
Yeah, you know...
Actually, she could be up right now. But what conversation would I have with her?
Hey, Bob, should we take a shot at the end of the episode or should we just take it?
There's no way she
answers. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do
it. I might call it. I feel bad. I'm thinking about calling her. I think that's for the people. All right, I'm calling my mom.
No chance this is happening.
We'll ask her the question, should we take the final shot or should we mix it with the drink?
If she doesn't answer, leave a message.
I'm FaceTiming her. I put her first name instead of mom.
Alright. This guy's lit. Lit.
Alright. You guys hear it. Let's see if she answers.
She's gonna think it's a fucking emergency.
No. But my mom listens to the podcast, so she knows what's going on. Okay, bad, obviously. First impression. She would have answered by now. I don't think she's going to answer. I'll let it ring out, though. Don't say I don't do shit for the boys. I hope I don't wake her up, too. All right, thank God. I'm going to leave her a message. Thank God she didn't answer.
Fuck, man.
Damn, you guys could have heard my mom.
Fucking club soda.
Okay, yeah, this guy Paul wanted fucking club soda instead of Coke. It's Jack and Coke. You get a Jack and Coke. You get a fucking Jack and Coke. When you go to the fucking bar, you order a Jack and Coke.
Yeah, but like this shit makes my stomach... Like, Coke makes my stomach churn and shit. I don't like that.
I don't give a fuck.
What are we at now? 145.
Kind of. Minus, like, a minute. What else should we talk about? Give me another topic. I just opened up. What about you, Paul? What are you hiding deep down inside? What's some bullshit that's going on in your life?
Okay, let's talk about the student loan.
Oh my God, don't get me started.
Here we go. So, pull up an article about this. Just look up Biden...
What do you student mean, pull up an loan. Article? Why do I need an article?
No, because I want to read article and then comment.
I can't Biden read right now.
Put up Biden. I could read Biden student loan debt. Student loan forgiveness right there. Like, what's this? Right here.
Fact sheet. Whitehouse.gov.
No. Use the New York CNN. Times. New York Times. What's up there? New York Times. Biden gave in. All right. title. Biden gave in to pressure on student loan debt relief after months of doubt. All right, scroll down. President Biden and Senator Chuck Schumer, cunt, of New York, the majority leader, boarded Air Force One on May 17th in Buffalo after visiting with the families of 10 people gunned down in a supermarket. The emotions from the mass shooting were raw, but Mr. Schumer had something else on his mind, too. Immediately, first thing to note, what is the relevance with student loan debt? That's the real question, right? Okay, let's move on. Sitting alone with the president in his private cabin, the Senate's top Democrats spent much of the 58-minute flight back to Washington urging Mr. Biden to wipe away hundreds of billions of dollars in student loan debt owed to the federal government. It was a promise the president had made as a candidate. Mr. Schumer argued, and it would help millions of low and middle income Americans.
Okay. Let's just start off, and I'll tell you this, because I don't necessarily always agree with the radical or the conservative right-wing podcasters and people like Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens, but I'll tell you what.
You don't like Ben
Shapiro? I agree with... I do like him. On this, I don't always agree with him, but on this particular instance, I do agree with them in the sense that who does this fuck over? Let's think about who does this fuck over? Who's this a fuck you to? And who does this really help? Let's think about it.
It's not a fuck you to anybody.
It's a fuck you to the... One, to the people who paid off all their student loan debt. Two, to the people who picked, like, cheaper universities. May it's not have been better.
It's $10,000.
$10,000, realistically? I mean, come on. Let's think about it. $10,000, it's not a lot, but it's a lot.
Some people have fucking $100,000 in debt. I know specifically someone who has $40,000 in debt. What the fuck is $10,000 going to do?
I don't understand this, 25% of the student loan.
I've seen this
that's 20, all... That's 25% of the student loan.
I get you. But I see on TikTok, right? All these things, right? So let's say, for instance, this new, you go back in time, and I'm sorry if I don't make sense. You go back in time, okay? And they passed the law to allow women to vote, right? You're going to have people who are like, well, I wasn't allowed to vote for 60 years of my life. Therefore, these people shouldn't be allowed to vote. You know? It's like hindsight. It's... You know what I'm saying?
Yo, this like, guy saw... What no, relevance does that have to the financial listen, impact
okay,
of relieving student loan debt? Dude, this is $10,000
but it's like,
for every no, person no, these student
people,
loans.
No, listen, these people...
You know who's paying for it? You're paying for it! Yeah, you I'm and I are it. Paying for these...
My fucking taxes have been getting ass-raped.
Yeah, exactly. You're fucking paying for these people who went out and got a bullshit fucking degree and whatever. You worked your ass off. Wait. You worked your ass off to get this to get a chemical engineering degree, right? A relevant, useful degree in society. You went and you have a contribution to society. It's a fuck you to you from them.
No, it's that a fuck you to my parents. I didn't pay for college.
Yeah, but it's still a fuck you to all it. Your hard work.
No,
it's
not.
It's a fuck you to all your hard
work. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I don't care. My you parents should, might be upset.
You should give a fuck.
But think about it, right?
You should give a fuck.
Think about it.
If this was your kids, you would give a fuck.
No. Yes.
You should give a fuck.
$30,000.
Because you just paid.
No.
Because you could have gone, let's say for me, I could have gone to fucking Lehigh University or whatever. And I could have paid, it would have been $60,000. I probably would have been in some sort of debt, even though like my parents have subsidized most of the cost for college, right? I would have been in a lot of debt, whatever. But at the same time, like I could have gone to another school, but I didn't because the cost was too high. And I made the decision to go to NGIT because the cost made sense. That's why, you know, and it's a big fuck you to everyone. No, it's a big fuck you to everyone who gets a relevant degree. Because the people who are in fucking debt are the people who
go to college, spend a shitload of money in some random university to get some bullshit gender studies degree, right? Or some bullshit art degree. But they're not
making any fucking get, money
exactly,
afterwards.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that $10,000 is useful to them.
Exactly. It's useful. But it's a fuck you to you because you've been paying off your people like you who went to a useful university, but let's say they couldn't afford their bills. So they ended up in student loans, but they went and they got a good job and they've paid off half their student loans. And then all of a sudden this guy Biden comes out and relieves $10,000 worth of it. So who's it a fuck you to you who paid off 10,000? Let's say you
my
had 10.
Parents, not me.
Let's say someone else like you had $10,000 in student loans. They paid it off after fucking 5 years. Let's say, I'm just saying, theoretically, they paid it off after 5 years, and that's $10,000 of their money that they put away, that they threw away to student loans. Now there's someone else who can't even fucking pay nearly that amount. And they have $60,000 in loans, and they've paid off $2,000 of it. There's $58,000 left. Now they're sitting there, and they're like, what the fuck do I do? And then Biden relieves $10,000. But you could have gotten $10,000 relieved, but you got a good enough job after school to be able to pay off those student loans. Do you see how much of a fuck you that is?
It's a little bit of a fuck you. But at the same time, I think that at the end of the day, if you try to help out people by paying them this $10,000, you're obviously going to upset people, right? What's the other option that Biden could take in? You don't repay student loans. You appeal to the people who paid off their student loans, as they should, but you upset people that need support for their student loans. Okay? So either choice that he could have made, whether to pay the 10 or to not, you're going to piss off one group of people. So I think the lesser of the two evils is to pay the 10 grand to the people who need it.
You know why I disagree?
Because here's the thing. No. Here's the thing, right? I am able to come out of college debt free. Why? Because both of my parents combined were affluent enough to pay for my university. And I know that doesn't apply to everybody, but at the same time, you got to think about it, right? I didn't have to pay. My parents were smart and they did investments and they had one bank account set aside for my two sisters and myself, and they raised money in that bank account to pay for our college education, right? They were smart about it, okay? They got a good job, they busted their asses off to get that job, and they had the ability to pay off their kids' college education, okay? I understand that doesn't apply to everybody, which is why it's not a fuck you to me, right? My parents make enough money combined to pay off these debts. So we don't need that $10,000 is nothing. My college education cost me $120,000. You multiply that by 3, essentially, for all my two siblings and myself, right? My parents were able to pay that due to their hard work, their jobs, and their investments. We don't need that $10,000. What that $10,000 helps is the person who needed to take out $20,000, $30,000 that they're now in debt to the school. That $10,000 helps a lot. I don't need that $10,000.
Yeah, but
My parents worked their asses off, got good jobs, and smartly invested their money in order to pay for their three children's education.
Where does that $10,000 come from?
I know. I saw the TikTok shit that was fucking, where's the money coming from? Where's the money coming from? I don't fucking know.
You know where it's coming from? It's coming from me. It's coming from your fucking paycheck. And it's coming
but
from...
But how much money is that? How much money is that? You break that up against all of America. You know what
I wouldn't have been bad if he went out and he said, okay, people who who had relevant majors get their student loans. Like, if he split it based on, like, if you were an engineer or I don't know, maybe something in finance, I'll give him that. Or something in science or medical degree, $10,000. If you did some bullshit, $2,000. That's where I would be okay with it. But the fact that, like, you have people who went out, worked their asses off, right? And now they're paying off their student loans versus someone who didn't do anything relevant and doesn't have to pay off their student loans is bullshit. I think it's bullshit. You know?
I don't really give a fuck. It doesn't affect me.
Oh. Sorry. Technical difficulties.
Regardless. Oh my god.
I got it.
We're about 2 hours in. It is now time to go.
From the deep.
Season 8 finale. Coming to a close.
I'm not going
to get
through the last shot. No, I've literally timed this to perfection.
You have to. We got one comment on our post that we made, you guys know. Put a post on our story. Follow us at 2Deep Podcast. We update you guys, so if you didn't follow us on Instagram, you wouldn't know why we're playing this episode a day later. But if you know, you would have been notified. We put a story out due to unforeseen circumstances. Season 8 finale will be released Saturday, August 27th. Thank you very much for your patience. We appreciate all you guys, your patience. We do have to record this a day late. Some shit came up. Undisclosed, but my mom reacted to the story with a surprised face, open mouth. I don't know. Tristan also commented, "What the fuck?"
Tristan commented.
He replied to the story. So
can we call him right now? Let's call him right now. Call him right now.
I'll call him.
Call him right now. Let's figure out what the fuck Tristan's doing.
I literally had like a fucking hour long conversation with Tristan the other day. Let's see if he'll answer. Number two on the night. Doesn't look like he's answering. FaceTime video. Damn, are we really gonna go 0 for 2 on the night for live Collins? Damn, it looks like the case. I will say,
I mean, it is a Friday night.
It's a Friday night. I'm fucked up. We have one shot each left.
Hold up, I gotta kill this.
Paul's gotta kill it.
Fuck.
What do you guys think of the episode? What do you think of the finale? What beers do you guys want us to drink? You have to comment. If you don't follow us on Instagram, at 2Deep Podcast, we don't know what you guys want. We don't know.
Bro, shh.
We're just doing whatever we want to do.
Bro, this coke got my head spinning and shit.
It's the sugar.
I'm still pouring it.
We made it to the final shot of the season 8 finale. The Jack Daniel bottle is empty. If you can't tell based off the way I'm fucking talking right now, then you're fucking dumb.
I mean, like,
this shit is bussing right now.
Let me just have a quick, like, monologue before this.
Monologue.
Because I need, like, a couple first minutes off, to like
first finale in a while, which we haven't taken a single piss break,
dude.
I mean, now that you mentioned that, I kind of got a piss.
I mean, you walked out of the room. Oh no, I walked out of the room once,
but it was just for the bottle.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what it was. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Like, Shane.
No, I'm Shane.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys, like, I think this is like I'm pretty lit right now.
Dude, this is on par with fucking Captain Morgan. I'm not even joking.
This guy's actually that lit. No, I'm not that lit. I'm not that lit.
Fuck right now, bro. I'm dead ass. I'm not that lit. I'm trying to fuck right now.
Yo, I don't know. This is why I'm trying to like kind of delay the last shot.
We're Ubering. Bartley's. What's it called? Blarney's. I'm gonna fuck.
Yo, dude,
we out.
Sue. Yeah, I was about to say something about get me in trouble and shit. Nah, I can't be saying that.
Can't be saying it.
Alright, so but before we take this shot, I just wanna give a shout out to President Biden for forgiving the student loan debt. $10,000. Thank you very much for doing that. I want to give a shout out to the miners in Guyana.
What?
I want to give a shout out to the miners in Guyana for using mercury to mine gold.
Facts. They're the real
Thank you very much for being able to mine gold with mercury and teaching us a very good lesson today on vice.
Yeah.
I don't want to give a shout out to Vice because I completely dislike Vice.
Bunch of fuckers.
I want to give a shout out to Gorgon City for being able to sponsor our episode today, along with Jack Daniel's Old Number 7, for being able to provide a great experience for us. This is something that's not only life changing but super enlightening. I want to give a shout out to Coca-Cola for making me feel like shit.
For like fucking shit, bro.
And now Caruso knows why I asked for club soda, because we wouldn't have felt like this if it wasn't for the Coke.
I think I would have felt the same.
Club soda would have cleansed us. We would have been hydrating at the same time. Cat. Now we've been killing all this sugar.
Cat.
And now like my mind's spinning and shit.
My whole brain is spinning.
And like, dude,
This is number two. If it's not on level with Captain Morgan, it's there.
I'm surprised that you said... I mean, after the shot, maybe I'll be there. I don't know. We'll see.
Let's finish the episode.
Cheers.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers to death.
I'm fucking wasted, bro. Ooh, that's a fucking episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Turn this shit up, please. Just let it play out a bit. I can't even say anything. Wait, we gotta wait for the beat drop before we like we. You have a lot of shit. You better not post this tonight.
I'm waiting till tomorrow morning because I cannot edit it right now. It doesn't fucking matter. Ladies and gentlemen, we have concluded season 8. Let's go. We're taking a week break after every finale, you already know. We'll see you in 2 weeks.